Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we dive into the Word of God. This is our very own online devotional section. So I'd like to specially welcome you all, especially if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on the show, we get to sit with the Lord every single morning and wait on Him for a brand new word. Because the Lord always has something to share with us every single day. He hands us the map to our lives every single day. So if this is your first time of joining us, I want to welcome you. But if this is not your first time and you've been joining us frequently, I want you to do us a favor and share this link. I want you to call somebody, invite somebody to this platform, and do not just only be a partaker of the word. Invite others to join in the blessing. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 13th day in the month of December 2024. And we are here with our hearts of gratitude because only God could have done this. He's our protector, He's our provider, He's our shelter. And He has not for one day disappointed. He is a God that neither sleeps nor slumbers. And we are here with our hearts of gratitude to say thank you, Lord. Father, accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we will be looking at a topic that says, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 1, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 1 to chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 1 to chapter 6. Our memory verse today is taken from Romans chapter 10 verse 13. Romans chapter 10 verse 13, which says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our Bible reading will be taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9 to 11. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9 to 11. From verse 9 it says, Therefore God has also highly exalted him and given him the name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, In today's Bible reading, we are made to understand that at the name of Jesus, all knees should bow. This means that you can take control of any situation by using the name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 42 to 51, David said to Goliath, You have come with all these weapons, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus. But I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. By the time the battle was over, Goliath had lost his head. There is so much power in the name of Jesus. If you ask for anything in his name, you will see it happen. Because John 14:14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Several years ago, I traveled from Ibadan, a city in western Nigeria, to Ilorin, another city in the same region. On the way, there was a narrow bridge that could only take one vehicle at a time. As we approached the bridge, there was a sign that read, narrow bridge ahead, to warn drivers to reduce the speed of their vehicles, because if another vehicle was coming from the other side of the bridge, they would have to wait for it to drive by before getting on the bridge. We were already on the bridge when we saw a truck coming from the other side of the bridge at top speed. We didn't know if the driver didn't see us or if it just couldn't stop. A head-on collision seemed unavoidable. There was no time to pray, but there was just enough time to shout the name of Jesus. My driver and I shouted the name Jesus. We somehow passed the truck in the middle of the bridge. When we got off the bridge, my driver was trembling so vigorously that he had to park the car immediately. In the back of the car, where I was seated, I was trembling even more than he was. By the time he had composed himself, he asked, Daddy, what just happened? I replied, God expanded the bridge. For the rest of the journey, he just kept repeating, wonderful. Beloved, at the mention of the name of Jesus, wonderful things happen. Therefore, when next you find yourself in a situation that needs to be brought under control, just shout the name of Jesus and every force will submit to his authority. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, the name of Jesus can never fail. The name of Jesus can never fail. But the question I want to ask you now is, do you have a relationship with this Jesus? This Jesus whose name never fails. Do you have a relationship with him? If you are listening to me this morning and you're yet to have a relationship with him, I want you to bow your head and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you. I believe that you are the Son of God. I ask that you forgive me of all my sins. I ask that you cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. I surrender my life to you, and I ask that you take the front row seat of my life. I surrender my heart to you. Come and make it your habitation. I surrender the wheels of my life to you. Take over my life. Thank you for answering me. For in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. As simple as this prayer point is, it is very, very strong and powerful because you just handed your life over to the one who can lead you up a path that is only called righteous. The one who can lead you through the way that leads only to heaven. The one who can answer your prayers when your life is right with him. The one who loves, the one who never sleeps nor slumbers. You just handed your life over to him. And I can assure you that you will never be disappointed. But this is the first step in the process. One thing I needed to do now is to locate a Bible-believing church around you, just to grow in your relationship with Jesus. If you are in Northampton, you can always join us at Praise Palace. We are always available to welcome you into our family. And if you are looking for a Bible-believing church around you and you're confused which to attend, you can always reach out to us on Instagram. On Instagram, praisepalaceradio_UK. Just send us a DM and we'll be happy to respond to your DM and just direct you to a church close by. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can always join us live also on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app available on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Remain blessed. Bye-bye.